As we begin this 12-month journey together on this business development program, you'll observe that we've carefully structured the program in such a way that it takes you through different streams of business subjects. By streams, I mean things like marketing, developing your internal service, recruiting and developing people, the sales process, and so forth. And each stream we've termed pillars. So there will be a number of business pillars during the course of the 12-month program that we'll go through. What I realized once I'd almost completed the business pillars was that there needed to be a beginning, a foundation that those pillars should rest on, as with all good buildings. And we've called this foundation the Entrepreneur Foundation. Why is that? Well, what I realize is before I get you to start doing things, I really need you to start thinking differently about the way you approach business. The way you think is fundamental to what eventually happens as you start taking action. And you know, it's the thinking of entrepreneurs that differentiates them from the rest of the population in business. So, here now is the Entrepreneur Foundation. The purpose then of the Entrepreneur Foundation is to help you understand and then develop the right mentality, the right mindset of clarity, purpose, passion and energy that befits every very successful entrepreneur. And that indeed is what you are. That is part of your role as the leader of a small business, however small may be. And in order to do that, in order to get the right mindset, the first thing we need to do together is to ask a number of questions. And to understand this, why are IFAs, why are financial advisors, particularly independent financial advisors and planners, struggling in this country? What is the problem that is causing that struggle? Once you understand that question and the answers to it, you'll begin to understand what needs to be corrected, switched around, changed, redesigned, if you will, in order that you can enjoy success. If you don't understand why failure is there, you can't enjoy the opposite of that, which is success. So as well as understanding why IFAs tend to struggle and how one can reverse that to bring success, we're also going to define what an exceptional business looks like. And I don't just mean that as a loose adjective. We're going to clearly articulate what we mean by exceptional. And in that, I'm going to make you a promise. I'm going to do that right now. You ready for this? This is the promise I'm going to make to you during this 12-month program. If you'll follow the business pillars, if you'll first of all get your head around the Entrepreneur Foundation and make that part of the way you think, then this is the promise that I'll make to you. You will create a business, and it will start happening very early on during the first few weeks and months of the program, that works, a business that works. And in doing that, there'll be a point of combustion in your business and your life. The first thing that will happen, and this will happen pretty early on during the program in the first few weeks, is you'll create more space and time for you and your life. You'll stop being consumed by your business, more free time. Secondly, you'll multiply your income and your profits, your gross revenue, that which comes into the business, and then what's left over for you that you can take home and then invest also back into your business to help it become exceptional, will increase, it will multiply, not just incrementally, but double and triple. Thirdly, you'll be working with more enjoyable clients. You'll simply enjoy yourself in the way that you used to yearn to do in the early days of your profession. And finally, you'll find that there'll be more time and space for you to fulfill and practice your genius, the things at which you are brilliant. And you'll simply find the business more fulfilling to be within. That's my promise to you as you work through with me the Entrepreneur Foundation.